All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's do the carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. This afternoon, the Congressional Budget Office came out with numbers analyzing the current Senate health care bill, and they said that 22 million people would lose their insurance under this plan. This is a million less than the prediction on the House bill, so yay! Also, the deficit would go down by $320 million. This news, plus experts saying that most insurance premiums will go up, has GOP senators being very cautious till they all pass it on Thursday. Kellyanne Conway summed it up. She said that if you don't like the cost of insurance, go get a job with benefits. Oh, that's all you have to do? I think the American people were waiting for permission. Everybody, now's the time. Let's go to monster.com and we'll get you a full-time job with benefits, preferably from a large corporation because small businesses, they can't afford it. What a weird thing to say, right? I mean, I thought Republicans were all for the American dream, opening your own business, pulling yourself up, making something of yourself. Now it's go buy a couple pair of pleated Dockers and get yourself in a cubicle. The old accounting firm, like Deloitte and Touche. USA! USA! So not the best news, but again, these are all CBO predictions, not truth. So it could be that nobody loses insurance and the deficit is paid down by a gazillion dollars. So nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Let's move on to the travel ban. It looks like the U.S. Supreme Court will rule on the constitutionality of whether or not we can ban citizens from certain countries coming to the U.S. Critics say it's a thinly veiled Muslim ban and that it's against who we are as a country, seeing that we're built on immigrants. Trump called it a victory. So I guess starting tomorrow, no more people from Yemen. But something tells me we really didn't have any of those people coming in to begin with, right? I mean, but hey, politics is more about who says it than actually who does it. The Supreme Court's also going to take up the wedding cake case where a business refused to make a cake for a gay couple and they were fined for it. Oh, man, we got to go back to this. Really? Didn't we already decide this as a country? Is this really what the next 3 years are going to be? Just retrying stuff from 2010? Come on, move forward. Also, the bishop of the Catholic Church in Springfield seems to think this is where we're going. He sent a decree last week saying that same-sex couples can't have communion or funeral rites in his archdiocese. Pope Francis said, yeah, but we give communion to a lot of people that the rule of the church say we shouldn't, so let it go. Nope, not the bishop of Springfield. He's going rogue. Again, are we going backwards here? And if we are, maybe not the best look for the Catholic Church. Am I the only one who bought Spotlight on demand? Maybe just go forward instead of past. Mayor Rahm Emanuel said that billionaire investor Elon Musk is interested in the mayor's pet project to build a high-speed train from downtown to O'Hare Airport. The idea would be awesome and stupid at the same time. Awesome in getting to the city in no time and stupid in what it would cost for both the construction and for the ticket. And, I mean, think about what the... I mean. If the cab people are mad at Uber right now, I mean, wait till a train undercuts that cash flow. I mean, who will take cabs at all if you can't take a $35 cab to O'Hare, to downtown? You know what I mean? Yikes, I think they'd be lining up. We need all those forces that are protesting Uber. We're pulling you off. We got something else to protest. In weather, what a weekend, huh? I didn't think I could love 70 degrees the way I love 70 degrees right now. I've always been like an 80, 82 type, you know, but I'm digging on this 70 degree joint. Sunny, warm with a cool breeze. Where's my pina colada? In sports, the Cubs in Washington tonight for a big showdown with the NL East leading Nationals. It's a big one for the Cubs, who came off a mediocre split with the Marlins over the weekend. And if that's not enough, an ailing shoulder keeps Addison Russell sidelined. Cubs are playing rookies tonight, and Wilson Contreras is the latest Cub to lead off. The Cubs' depth chart is seriously being tested. Russell, Zobrist, Haywood, Schwarbert, out. Almora, Happ, Candelario, and Mark Zagunas. Mark Zagunas is in right tonight, guys. That's all I got to say. Not what we expected going into the 4th of July weekend for this season, huh? The Cubs should get some of their players back for the weekend, but geez, time to panic yet? We still chill? We good? Cubs are game over 500? I guess if you stay close enough to the Brewers, then you got to play them a ton in the second half. It'll be fine. The Nationals, not as fun to play the 80s game with since they've only been the Nationals for like a minute. But they did come from Montreal, so here we go. Any old Expos with the Nationals still with this team? Is Hubie Brooks? Is Hubie Brooks still playing? What about a Mitch Webster? Chris Spire? Chris Spire still at short? How about Bill Gullickson? Does Gully have a role with the current squad? Unacceptable. Turning to the South Side, the Sox are really buying into this rebuilding thing, aren't they? They got swept by the Oakland A's over the weekend, lost 6-7. Oh, what are the positives on the South Side? Avi Garcia's playing well, and Carlos Rodon is scheduled to make his first start of the season this week. Other than that, I don't know. It's falling apart. The Sox are back in the cellar, 7.5 back, 10 games under 500. And now the Yankees come to town. Whew! And they're having a great year behind marquee names like Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez, Starlin Castro. But after that, I mean, who's on the Yankees anymore? Is Ron Guidry, is he still in the rotation? How about a Steve Balboni? DH, Steve Balboni? What about Mike Pagliarulo? Is Mike Pagliarulo still playing for the Yankees? Anybody? The White Sox retired Mark Burley's number this weekend. Best tidbit, he had a few drinks before being called in to close out the World Series. Fresh. And then I read something that he doesn't know what 16-inch softball is, so we never loved you anyway, Mark. All right, anything else to talk about with the Bulls? Jimmy Butler gone. Former NBA star Antoine Walker said that Butler was a bad locker room guy, and that's why the Bulls had to part with him. That's not a surprise. Okay. Also, Lauri Markkanen. He's the first Finnish player in the NBA. So, there's that. And finally, a new study says that kids can inherit geeky traits from their older dads. So that explains why you brought back that pencil protector and suspenders. You thought you were being ironic. Nope, you're not a hipster. You're your dad. That's the carryout for June 26, 2017. Hey, we have leftover rainbow cake. We're going to keep selling it through July. Nobody's going to know the difference. All right, coming up, Touche, Dave Lundy and Chris Roebling are here. We will get to the bottom of Russian investigations, healthcare, and the travel ban. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.